We have Janelle Briggs and Ryan Egan on the line, partners in Stackhouse, innovative, affordable housing startup right here in Tucson. Janelle and Ryan, I have two basic questions I want to ask you. Number one is, what is Stackhouse and why is it so important? And number two, you're going to break some news with us today, I think, on the air. And what is that? So let's start with Janelle on that first question. Tell us about Stackhouse and why it is so innovative.
Hi, Zach. Thanks for having us again. We are so thrilled to be spending some time with you this morning. Stackhouse is a real estate development company, and our goal is to bring container homes to downtown cities across the country and eventually around the world. We're building the first ever vertical container community right here in Tucson. We purchased property on Stone Avenue just south of Speedway last summer, and we are raising funds to start construction later this year.
Amazing. What makes this affordable, and why is it so important for urban cores and urban exurbs right now?
Yeah. So what sets Stackhouse apart is that we're a hybrid model between ownership and renting. And so what we are able to do is provide container homes that start at $45,000. So the same price as an SUV, you can design a custom container home. Then if you want to live downtown, you can dock that home in our vertical Stackhouse community and pay a monthly rent that covers all of your utilities, cable, internet, and parking. So we provide a home at an affordable price point and a place to dock that home in a great neighborhood.
Amazing. And that's been the key, right? Is, you know, if we're going to have, you know, we know that a lot of our innovation centers are in urban areas. We know that urban land can often be really expensive, which makes housing expensive, which makes it harder for workers to work where they need to work. I mean, the whole domino effect starts to happen in a surprising way when we think about the geography of work. You've cracked that code in a really special way. I believe you have an exciting announcement today to share. Is that true?
It is true. I am just, you should see my face. I'm grinning like a fool.
I can hear it. And I hear Ryan actually grinning. So that's a good thing.
So we started Stackhouse in 2017, and last night we launched an equity crowdfunding campaign on WeFunder.com. What WeFunder allows us to do is reach out to the community and have you invest in our business so that when we're successful, you are successful. So like Kickstarter, where you can support a company by pre-ordering their product, WeFunder allows anyone to invest in a company for as little as $100. And so we are raising $500,000 on WeFunder. This money will release construction funds already lined up, but banks require that we have an equity stake. Ryan and I are millennials. We've never made a whole lot of money like most millennials, and so fundraising has been a challenge. And WeFunder allows us to go to the people who believe in us and say, hey, support us. When we're successful, we'll pay you back. And so that's what we're doing.
Right. I have made a fool of myself doing math on the year, but I'm going to go out on a limb and do it again. That means you need 5,000 investors at that minimum. Obviously, people can invest way above that. But if you can get 5,000, am I doing my math right? Here we go again.
Yes, you are.
I knew Ryan would check my math. I've had horrible luck with this on the air. It's on record. You can hear my bad math on past shows. But 5,000 investors at that minimum gets you to goal. Obviously, the higher level of investment, the less of that. And people listening can invest. And with WeFunder, right, it's not a donation. This is an investment where people can get some interest, correct? How does that work?
Absolutely. So WeFunder essentially allows for fractional investment. So if you invest $100, you'll have a fraction of a percent of ownership in Stackhouse. And our projections show that we'll be able to pay out a dividend. All of this information is available on WeFunder. stackhouse.com. If people want to go to our website, which is stackhouse.life, they can sign up for our newsletter where they'll get all of this information. We'll also be hosting a webinar in the near future where people can join us to ask questions about Stackhouse, ask questions about our business. So stackhouse.life is the best place to go to get all of the details.
And I'm looking at a countdown right now. Is there a public launch of this? As in, people can sign up now to get information, and then down the road in a couple of days they can start investing. Or what does that process look like?
So it's actually both. WeFunder allows you to launch in kind of a stealth mode so that you can get the support of your community, your friends, and your family. And so if people are interested, we will send them the link right away and they can invest. That helps us get momentum so that when we are publicly launched in 2 weeks, we have that community support behind us. We've made progress towards that $500,000 raise, and then we can make a splash to the general public.
And I just wanted to add, it also allows us to reward our early supporters, so our friends and family, and we would consider all Tucsonans at this point our friends.
Absolutely.
It allows them to benefit from early perks that are available to our earlier investors. And so we wanted to make sure that those were available to people who have been with us all along the way before we opened up nationwide.
Got it. Man, this is incredible. I want people to go to your website and check you guys out, because I don't think people realize how groundbreaking this is, and how innovative of a solution this is to a global problem, and one that has really hit home in Arizona in some big ways. You know, Janelle and Ryan, I am kind of on an advisory panel for young professionals for the Center of the Future of Arizona. They surveyed young professionals across the state. A top item is housing affordability. This is a big deal. We are unfortunately counting down to the final seconds. Let's do those websites one more time. Janelle, where can people, what's the first point of contact one more time for people to contact you, and if they want to be a first supporter?
Please go to stackhouse.life. You can sign up for our newsletter, get all of the info there. I also want to give a quick shout out to the Community Investment Corporation for partnering with WeFunder to help Tucson businesses be successful on this platform and really get the community involved in supporting all small businesses.
I second that. Janelle and Ryan, I don't want to pull teeth as hard next time to get you on the air. Let's do this again soon, okay?
Cannot wait. We're looking forward to it. Thank you, Zach.
Love you guys. Thanks for doing this in Tucson. Appreciate you and what you're bringing to Tucson and the global community. I think this is going to go big. So best of luck. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.